Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev Ostate.
That chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Today on the docket, we were going to start with Amanda Seals. But this morning, like Kendrick, shout out to Kendrick for caring about podcasters.
Because he said, I'm going to give you something.
He said, I'm going to give you something to talk about.
He's a big podcast guy.
Before we jump in there, because he's a friend of the pod.
Friend
and
of the pod.
If you haven't already ordered your friend of the pod shirts, Kevin has on one of the designs. They are on sale right now at shopmamalikes.com. They're on sale until the 22nd. This is pre-sale orders only. That means your shirt ain't being shipped yet because we're getting in all the sales first. And then we're going to ship your shirt expeditiously. Get your shirt.
All right. So we talking Kendrick first, then we talking Amanda Seals. We're talking about the guy who blocked all his homeboys because he hurt his back and nobody checked
on him.
And I don't know how much further we'll get in, but we got some other stuff that's fun in case we have time.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Kendrick, friend of the pod. While I was going to the gym this morning, I checked my tweeters, you know, as I'm brushing my teeth like I tend to do.
As you tend to do.
Make sure the world's not on fire.
Completely
not. Make sure we can live another day.
Absolutely.
6:16 in L.A. drops. And I believe it was around 6 a.m. in the morning when this song dropped, if not earlier. Kendrick released a song.
Who put it out?
He put it out on his Instagram.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Also, do you all know, my son, he found this reference too. With 6:16, the other significance? It has?
What?
6:16 in Canada is Father's Day.
Father's Day in Canada.
That's amazing.
I didn't know Canadian
and
Father's Day was different.
It's also a reference to Drake's unofficial series of timestamp and city songs that he puts out.
Yeah, 2 a.m. in Compton or something.
I don't know if he did one in Compton, but he's definitely done like 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
That's
he's
what
done
it was. I just 6 threw 2
p.m. in. Time. I don't know all the timestamps because apparently I don't know the culture too much.
Tell what happened, John.
So, first of all, stage crew, I'm now referred to as the Spanish guy.
Wait, is the
podcast
camera on you, Josh?
Make yourself bigger. Son of a gun, I cut it. Can't see
turn
it
the camera on and put it all on you this time. Explain what happened,
so,
Josh.
So, I normally stay out the comments, but if I'm uploading something and it's on the wrong page on the upload screen, or if I have to scroll through some of the dashboard on YouTube's back end, I'll see like the top three. And I saw the keyword Spanish on there. I was like, we didn't speak Spanish on that episode. So Melanated Royalty 3877. Oh, I got time today.
That's right.
Said, and I quote, the Spanish guy added the Spanish guy added no substance and does not know the culture. Also, that is Kendrick's wife and family on the album cover. What's so hard about doing journalistic research before making an assumption,
Josh,
about unfamiliar topics?
This is Josh's diss track right
this
here.
This is Josh's diss track.
Yes.
This is 919 in the valley.
And then proceeded to say, I'm done ranting. I did enjoy Kev and the host.
And the host.
They're pretty funny.
I am. We have told y'all time and again. You know what's wrong with doing journalistic research? We are not journalists. We are just comedians.
With microphones.
That's all we are.
That's it.
Did you get a journalism degree?
Hell no.
You got 3 degrees.
I got dyslexia. I'm not about to write and read when I got to.
For a living?
What the hell?
I ain't studied no journalism. Don't journal. I don't diary. I haphazardly look at stuff and I talk with full confidence and yes. I be wrong. And I'd be right, but I'd be mostly wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? Go to CNN, NPR, Breitbart, whatever your T is, and get journalists. Ain't hardly no journalists in these spaces anyway. It's just people that it's good talking heads.
Because you know what? People are tired of the truth. They want entertainment.
You don't want to hear the truth. You want to lie to you. Make it sound fly to you. That's all we want. All
right. Oh, so moving forward, I'm not commenting on any culture-related topics.
Oh, you are Spanish guy. Spanish guy reacts. New show coming to Patreon. Spanish guy reacts is coming.
Hilarious.
Also, I posted a Patreon snippet to welcome people, to get people to come to Patreon. Somebody responded, oh, so you come back from vacation, and the first thing you do is ask for money. I ask for money every week, baby.
This is what I do.
I ask people to join Patreon every week, multiple times a week on every platform. Somebody responded, how are you going to get mad at him for promoting his job on his job at his YouTube page, which is his job?
You know, that is the literal job of an entrepreneur, is to constantly get revenue to come in for whatever the service or product is.
Y'all don't get mad at Coca-Cola for still marketing Coca-Cola when they got 70% of the market share for soda. They still gonna have them polar bears come Christmas.
Every time
them polar bears gonna come for Christmas. McDonald's sold 1 billion burgers. Did they stop? They want to sell 1 billion more.
Yeah.
All right. Also, join us on Patreon if you haven't.
Come on.
You have a good time. New content's rolling out, baby. All right. So let's talk 616 in LA. We already watched or listened to it.
Father's Day here,
too. So if you haven't listen to it first, and then you can come have your conversations. I just want to say, for me, what I thought was interesting, Kendrick, it is very clear there is a serious disdain for Drake as a person. He doesn't even go, he has not said, like, you can't rap, you ain't got no bars. Nobody, or Kendrick at least, is not accusing him of not being a good rapper. In his first diss track, he said, I like Back to Back. I don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't like the essence of who you are.
Well, he did say his raps pacify people.
Yes. He did say that. And that might have been a double entendre. So he said again, I kiss my bed. And also, let me clarify this. Also, let me look. All right. Spanish guy. Can you single me out real quick?
Spanish guy.
I want to say, if it's not already clear, Kendrick Lamar is one of my favorite rappers. I'm not the hugest fan of Drake. If it's not obvious, I'm not. I like a quarrel of his song, a gaggle of his songs, like most people.
Mm-hmm.
He makes good, fun music. The last 2 or 3 albums I tuned into, I couldn't make it through. 4 or 5 songs in, I tapped out. But he'll always give you a single. For many summers, he gave you a single this summer. Absolutely, I'm biased. I don't try to hide it. However, if Drake come back with some heat, I'm going to acknowledge the heat. He had some bars on the push-up song.
Yes,
Metro, shut up and make some drums, nigga. That was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
That was very hilarious, very entertaining.
So anyway, I just want to say that because people were like, somebody on TikTok was like, Kevin's glazing Kendrick all over again. I don't know what that means, but...
It's
not nice.
Homoerotic.
It's not nice.
Nice
thing to say.
Yeah, I figured it was an insult in there, but I didn't want to. I don't want to Google insults because it made me feel older.
It's layered.
Yeah,
now I know what it means.
I too am a Kendrick fan. He's one of the few rappers, male rappers, I will say, whose albums I actually have saved in my phone.
Yes, I
don't have to actually go search for it. It's on my phone. And I think I also, too, have made it known, I don't have a disdain for Drake. I actually do not like his voice, but I don't have a disdain for him. But there's only like a few songs of his that I honestly. Like, I just figured, oh, this is where I stop with music.
Yeah.
This music is not being made for me. That's mm-hmm. what Drake symbolized to me when he became popular. I was like, damn it, now I'm old.
No. I probably like 20, 30 Drake songs. He's made a whole bunch of great singles. Charged Up, I liked. Back to Back was fun. I loved it. Hotline Bling.
Kiki,
do you love me? All kind of fun songs. But over the years, his personality, his choices as a man. His allegiances.
I can't ignore it. But I'm saying prior to that, I've never been a like, give me some more of that Drake. Nah. I just have never been that person.
Give me some more of that Drake.
I've literally thought when his stuff started, because it used to sound like people in the club depressed on drugs. That's what a lot of his music, because he does that little singing thing.
Fonte from Little Brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's where he got his style from. Now, I will say, he was often accused of either riding the wave, stealing people's flows. Remember XXXTentacion? Uh-huh. I was like, bro, you still in my flow. And McConan was like, you picked me up and put me down. So this is not new. But all in all, I was having a good time. But Kendrick, I might play Section 80 in honor of this song today. I was riding in my truck listening to this. I said, let me just run Section 80 again. Mm-hmm. Or Good Kid, Mad City. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Kendrick dropped songs back to back. He said, let me get back to back for the record. Didn't know that's what he meant, but he had and also shout out to Kendrick for dropping his songs during working hours. Yes. People getting up, taking their kids to school, clocking in, taking their first break. Let's get to it early. Yeah. No 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Kendrick in the bed.
I love a commuter marketing strategy.
Yeah. That man said, before I go to bed, I say a prayer with my kids, give them a kiss goodnight, and I go to bed. I said, first of all, this is the rap I'm talking about. Fatherhood.
Like this.
I like to get in the bed. I like peace. J. Cole said he wants peace. I love that the diss tracks now. When's the last time you heard a diss track that was like, you need to be a better person? He told Drake, you need to live in your purpose. When you were singing, it was fun. I like that. Now this whole tough guy act, that's not you for real. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that? Just get back to singing and also be a better person. Living your purpose sounds like something Tabitha Brown would say.
But he said, every dog has its day and it's time to serve your purpose.
Crotty.
That's what he said to this man. He's like, it's your day. You know, the day that he's talking about is when the dog gets put down.
Euthanasia.
Yes. It's not euphoria no more. We got euthanasia right now.
You gotta prepare them. Euthanasia in trouble.
Yeah.
And so do you believe this is a discourse that's been happening online. It's never something I subscribe to, but I'm curious. Do you believe a diss track needs to be playable in clubs?
No, I saw that recently.
I've been seeing that a lot. I was like, that was never a criteria for me.
I don't, when I think of even Jay-Z and Nas's beef, it's not something that I wanted to hear in the clubs.
And you're a twerker.
Yes.
You didn't twerk to Takeover?
A serial twerker.
Yes.
You couldn't find the beat for Ether?
I was twerking when it was just called ass shaking. That's
you weird. Were.
That's I've been twerking that long, okay? So I've never... One, I think any song where you have to listen so hard for the meaning and stuff mm-hmm. is not a club song. I feel like club songs are, is it catchy enough?
Yes.
Give me something catchy. Yeah, I might be able to sing the lyrics along, but I am not thinking about the song.
Yes.
So,
wait, I want to, you heard this. You were not like...
I mean, you can do a little something to it, but it doesn't really like, it doesn't really, it doesn't really, no.
See, you already, now you just, you can't throw booty to it. You can sway. Oh, she's swaying and moving her braids.
This is like riding the car, like F what you heard. I'm about to, if somebody want F with me. They can, but they're gonna be sorry about it. But this is not like I'm not trying to grind up on my man.
Look at Angel. She's just like,
I can't. This is a ride in the car. Like,
oh yeah.
That's what this is.
But I think that's okay. And also I think that's one of the things that Drake does great. Drake is probably a day party, brunch vibe, club, cruise, you know, game night, if Drake comes on in the summertime, it's going to be fine. I think that's what he makes two things well,
I think. Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. He does those, and then he does sad, you know how you love Adele?
Yes.
He does sad white girl music in rap form better than any other rapper. This is what I meant by, are these babies depressed? Are they on drugs? Because that's what a lot of his songs sound like to me. And if I could remember any of the ones that I'm referring to, I would say it. Give me one.
Josh. Is that song?
What about Marvin's Room? Jaded's one.
It was literally.
Feel No Ways. That's another big one.
I don't know.
Feel No Ways.
I'm trying to think.
Here we go.
Oh, we're definitely getting flagged for this. I should be downtown whipping on my way.
They said Marvin's Room.
Marvin's Room is what I thought of.
What's Trust Issues? That sounds familiar.
Marvin's Room is going to get you what you need, Angel.
Okay.
I feel No Ways is there too. She's got to let it play, kid.
Yeah, man. Watch out.
All right.
This is what I do to this album too.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a white girl, sad. I got to think about my dad. About how we don't talk anymore. I found out my mother is a whore. I'm a white girl. Dad, I'm a white girl. I am a white girl. I have straight hair, no curls. This is the vibe. And yeah. I was like, oh, okay. This is not for me. And that's okay because, there's somebody who's going to resonate with this. And it's not going to be this black woman. So that's what I feel like he does really well. He speaks to that, I am depressed.
And ladies, sad. Take advantage of me. A lot of people connect with that, like, you know.
That and then the I'm going to dance in the club, happy time. I'm
Hotline
in Vegas.
Bling.
I'm in. I don't need a hotline bling. Hotline bling. And I don't really need a thing.
Everything in the city, you. Great times. Yeah. Kendrick was like, forget. That's fine. Whatever you've been doing since then, I hate it. He put the glove on a picture of a glove on his
on the album cover.
On the album
cover.
I didn't know what that was.
It was a Maybach.
I saw the
Maybach logo, but it's a golf glove.
Okay, so apparently the streets is talking. They were like, that's Drake's actual glove.
Oh.
And Kendrick has it in his possession. Then it was 616 in LA. Apparently it's when OJ's wife was found.
Unalive.
Perished. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? In addition to Father's Day, some of these things might just be coincidence. I don't know. Like,
but if you telling which one is the correct one.
Right, I'm sure
we just gonna grab all of them.
Yeah, but the whole like your friends ain't really your friends. You got all these people on payroll. What if the OVO boys really working for me? Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, and then he said, you know, like
20 of them wish they you a casualty.
Listen, and people whose livelihood, people especially in rap, I would say. If you have people on your payroll and their livelihood depends on your livelihood, depending on their moral compass, it's highly unlikely they're going to tell you how they really feel about you. If me telling you, hey, Drake, I don't really rock with you like that, cool, you have no job. What? I rock with you.
Right. You my best friend. Especially if there is you're only on payroll for the entourage effect and not for any skill.
Just hanging.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having 20 people on payroll just to be like, all right, guys, we finna leave?
That's what I feel about my children. This is what I feel about them. That's why I'd be like, don't none of y'all edit. Y'all do that.
Hilarious. Listen, Zay Zay, last summer, Zay Zay proved his worth. He was shooting reels. He was editing.
Uh-huh, I said, that's what,
baby, you better be up in the family business. Yeah. You feel me? And I think, now I ain't going to hold y'all. I don't pick up on every social cue and every rap lyric and all that. But apparently, in that song, and I didn't catch the lyric, this is what the people were saying. Because my Dissect podcast, my white people ain't got to it yet and told me everything.
They're on the clock right now.
I know the white men is on there deciphering every lyric.
I hope so.
But apparently what he was saying was that Drake was calling around trying to get dirt on him.
Yeah.
And there's none. And Kendrick is a recluse. He, I think before Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, or maybe on that album, he was talking about like, I go months without a phone. I feel like Kendrick just wanders in the wilderness, mm-hmm. letting the trees speak to him. Mm-hmm. And then he comes into the booth angry with a myriad of voices to choose from. He going to play with his voice. He going to do some.
He does that one.
The carcass of picking don't like. Apart.
Yeah, the one where it sounds like cracky all the time. I actually don't enjoy that voice at all. So I like when he gets back to a normal voice. But I love how artistic Kendrick is and how, in my opinion, he pushes the envelope on how he wants to express himself through the vehicle of
Absolutely.
Rap. I love that about
him. The voice
him.
As an instrument. He probably makes a great voice.
His pen and his tone on these specific songs are sounding very effortless.
Yeah.
So where he's just like, I'm doing this for fun.
He's like, I'll kill you. I'll rock with you. I'll die with you. I'm going to die with you. And I don't know with you. Yes. It'd be like, which one is
who is this? What are we doing, Kendrick?
Which one is you choosing?
Who's hungry? Who needs the Snickers? Because you don't sound like yourself.
Oh, yeah. That Pusha T. And a Pusha T. You going to push on me?
Yes.
It is Arkham Asylum. Yes. Oh, Drake. Yes. You want to push on me? You can't push a D. It's very like.
I'm letting you go off.
Maniacal laughter.
Maniacal laughter.
I wish villains would just say maniacal laughter like as they were laughing.
Why?
It's just funny. I want to make a movie and have the villain be like, maniacal laughter.
Where you say what you're doing?
Yes.
That is a very Will Ferrell thing.
Absolutely. That's why, like, on The Incredibles, when Syndrome was like, you sly dog got me monologuing. I was like, you called it out.
Yeah.
It was a trope and you figured it out. Also, shout out to Syndrome. A great villain origin story.
Uh-huh.
Didn't see it coming.
The Incredibles is just all in all a great movie.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
All right. Are you good?
Is that all we're talking
about? You have any Spanish guy?
Think it's interesting how Kendrick's calling back a lot of his old music. So in the beginning of 616, he says survival, survival, right? It's survival. That's a call to Drake's album Scorpion, the intro, where Drake was talking about how street he is and all the stuff he did in the streets. And then Kendrick said, I think somebody lying, because he's like, I don't see a fire.
Journalistic
research, Spanish guy.
Spanish
from Telemundo, live from Telemundo. Tell us, Josh, what else?
Oh, no, this is outside culture speaking on culture perspective.
That's right. We like it. The further outside you are, the better we like it. Give us more, Joshy.
This is what happens. You can't go. There's nothing you can do with comedians.
No.
What you mean as an insult is now a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to lean into it, damn it.
Spanish guy?
Why did you
what
say
do you
it?
Think about the culture, Spanish guy?
Come on.
Sábado Domingo.
I was interested why he referenced Zach Bia in Twitter bots.
Who is that?
So Zach Bia is a very poppin' DJ in LA. And he'd be with the Kardashians and he did some shows on Drake's tour.
Mm. Oh.
But I don't know the Twitter bots that he's talking about.
Is that like Drake's Twitter stance or he literally means Twitter bots that are like Drake?
Unless he's saying Drake has put on some Twitter bots to go after XYZ or whatever. I don't know. I want to know more about that reference.
And what is a Cash Doll reference?
I was about to say, I just Googled it. I was like, does Cash Doll have a song about the truth?
I didn't know. And I don't want to be researching it. It just made me feel old, but I do want to know.
That was the only reference that made me go, what are we saying?
Is Cash Doll in Kendrick's camp?
This dispute, and this is what one annotator had mentioned. It disputes Cash XO, which was The Weeknd's manager, allegedly blowing his managed money he's earned on men of his preference.
Oh.
So basically just wasting money.
Got it. Also, I've seen some videos of Drake as a young kid in Toronto. How do I say this? Quite a different persona than the Drake of now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can believe that.
I did not know.
I can believe that.
The one thing that is a very common theme is people believe Drake is Aubrey Graham's greatest acting role. Mm-hmm. And it's that video made me be like.
I think so, too. I am surprised that anybody thought that he was street. I don't care what he said.
I don't think people ever thought he was street. I don't. Well, when he first came out, he didn't. seem to be like I'm a street guy.
I didn't think so either. So I'm not sure why there's this even as a discussion as of a thing. Unless, is that something that he's been putting out? Like, that he's street? Because that's not something that I ever saw.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. No journalistic references. I don't listen to a lot of Drake's music. So
another take on the Cash Doll reference. Kendrick also named Cash Doll the rapper, of course, referencing a burglary that occurred in which rapper she had $500,000 worth of jewelry stolen. Additionally, she and her ex broke up because of Drake, which was a jewel and a double entendre, double meaning. Cash Doll is a jewel of a person who Drake tried to date.
Ah, see, this is when he's very cryptic.
He's it's almost like if you don't know the culture,
that's pretty deep not, in though. Yeah.
Let's call him.
But
he's dropped his son off. Call him so we can get it together.
But also, I think he's doing this to flex how much he knows about Drake.
Spanish guy, call him.
I don't got Dot's number.
God dang it. K-Dot.
Dot don't have a phone.
Side notes, shouts to Soundwave, though, who produced one of the producers of the last two songs. He's been in his bag flipping these samples.
And Jack Antonoff, Taylor Swift's producer, is a credited producer on
this song.
This song.
I know. It's great. I really like this. I'm enjoying I'm enjoying the beef. I'm excited to hear what response Drake is going to get in via a song.
I am too. I don't think he's bowing out.
I think he found out that Kendrick was dropping this morning, and I think he pulled the plug on his song because Streets were talking about last night that Drake was supposed to drop a hit record.
A diss?
I'm guessing it's a diss, but I mean, they said it was supposed to be a really big song.
I want Drake to punch back. I am invested. I want to hear. This will be his what, third? Because he had push-ups and then he had the AI thing. Uh-huh.
Fourth with an asterisk. The AI one came and went.
So that would be this would be his third one. With the asterisk, because he don't have a fourth. He did Give Me 50.
Drop and Give Me 50.
And then he did the AI one, which
Taylor made.
Okay.
And then this would be number three.
See, journalistic research, Spanish guy.
This is why I'm not in the culture.
This is why you're not in. But I don't think he takes this sitting down. I think he has to get in the booth because Kendrick was like, you know, you posted memes and stuff. They losing steam. They figured you out. Now, when you do that, when you go to put 10 things I hate about you in your story, it ain't no story no more. And even like RDC World, their sketch about it. Their portrayal of Drake was like, should I hit him with a story or a meme? And Mark was like, no, you need to get in the booth. He was like, nah, probably a story will do it. So I think like that kind of takes a little bit of the sting away when it's like, oh, you're going to go run into a meme? You're like, I actually did have a perfect gift set. I
had something
ready. The duck
ready.
Smoking cigarettes is really popular right now. I was going to use that one. So I don't think... Listen, I think Drake is going to fight back. And I'm excited. I want to see what the boys got to say.
Yeah, I am too. I definitely want to hear a song from Drake. I'm sure it'll be witty again. I'm sure it'll have a little pop, pop, ba da da, pop, pop, ba da 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 to it. And hopefully it'll have some clever lyrics.
Yes.
This is a good time. Yes, I am a huge K-Dot fan, and I don't see this as an actual matchup of lyricism from one to the other. I feel like K-Dot is still like...
My thing is like, what do you attack, right? Like, if Kendrick is notoriously quiet and secluded, you're not going to give us a bomb. Like, nobody's going to have the Pusha T... You are hiding a son.
Right.
Nobody's going to have that. But Pusha T. Yeah, Pusha T had a lot of hate in his heart for Drake, too.
Yeah.
So that's out.
Well, Pusha's street for real, though.
Yeah, for real. For real. You can't say Kendrick doesn't sell records. You can't say he don't sell tours. You can say you have more money than him.
You can't say he hasn't made hits.
You can't say that. J. Cole said that. And he was like, okay, never mind, actually. So you can't say you're more street than him. You know what I'm saying? And Kendrick was, all his music is, I was adjacent, but I wasn't, you know, personally.
But he was around it.
I was around it.
Not around it in
affiliated
the sense
is
of,
what I was looking
not
for.
Not around in the sense of Drake saying he was.
I feel like his angle has to be very Mariah Carey-ish. Why are you so obsessed with me?
I feel like that won't even work.
I think that's all. If you're saying that there's no character flaws or career flaws for him to, it's got to be more of, nigga, I wasn't even talking about you. But you over here at all in my business.
Well, apparently he asked for the feature in First Person Shooter. And that's what Kendrick said. We have some stuff to address. I'm not finna give you a feature.
Well, yeah.
So you can't say that if you was asking for a feature, and we both know that.
But no, him saying with all these songs, I would be like,
Drake released two first. We in game five.
That's what he do.
Yeah, but he like, I mean, I released two. You released two. You're so obsessed with me. That ain't gonna fly.
Well, no, because the first diss was Kendrick's.
What you mean?
Kendrick shot first.
Oh, you talking about like that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's what I mean. I'd be like, do you know what my draw smell like? Since you know all the rest of my business, tell me what I taste like. That's what I would say.
If you're Drake, do you respond or do you let
respond.
It go?
Respond.
I think Drake will. And I think Drake's going to try and put like that big back-to-back anthem feeling to feed the replay value narrative.
He's capable of that.
He's going to try and make a bigger hit.
I don't know if it's going to work, man.
I don't know if it's going to work either. I go down in flames, but I'm responding.
Oh, no. I think he should, too. I don't know if he will. I would love to see it. You think so?
I think he will.
Absolutely.
Because this is the only other rap beef, quote unquote, which just like the of rap sparring that he can be in the ring to contest his seat at the table of rappers.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Amanda Seales. Okay.
Speaking of Pusha T.
I watched all 3 hours.
Good, finally.
Wow. I have spent finally. So many hours listening to Shannon Sharp.
Was that on your birthday?
Well, he don't really talk
about it. No, I didn't do it on my birthday. I did it all day yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I was watching on 1.25 speed and then sometimes 1.5 speed.
Oh, you got it. You got to let it fly.
Because I was like,
have to.
I can't do 3 actual hours.
I did 3 actual hours.
In real time?
In real time.
At 1.25 speed, it's not that bad.
No.
It's just because, you know, people speak. There's a lot of hesitation in voices. And once I saw that timestamp, I said, Lord. So, Patreon, if you don't want to hear this, take the next 15 minutes off because a lot of y'all suggested it and it would be a disservice not to talk about it. So let's talk about the first thing. I just kind of wrote some notes down.
I saw your notes.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I thought, she was talking about her.
What's up, guys?
you were watching the bonus.
You were.
But listen, y'all, Angel's a creator. YouTube ain't YouTubing no way.
It sure ain't.
I checked my stuff. I said, my God, today.
And they were like, you got 2 pennies for this video. Bruh. I was like, well, thank you.
Podcast ain't podcasting. So we the rest is on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us if you can. If you can't, watch what you can for free.
Yeah.
There's more there, but if you ain't got it or you don't want it, it's our responsibility to tell you. But here's the thing.
Don't just join it for us. The content is great.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying $5 to get extra content. You get an extra episode of Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
You got other things. You got Here's the Thing Reacts.
Good times.
You got Ask Kev Revamped.
We got all kind of stuff.
So bring your butt over.
Bring your rump. All right. Peace. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one, yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.